This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
By no means are you a polished pro, but you have committed some time to Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I want to be there with the hype. I'll have serious FOMO if I don't know what's happening.
So, Colin on the phone just wants an update on how things are going, I think.
Okay, so what's going on right now?
Okay, so Khaleesi just took over that army. Jon Snow just had sex for the first time. That guy's in jail.
Ygritte, isn't she awesome? I love Ygritte.
Yeah, it's so good. I don't know really what's going on, but I'm pretending that I know.
The Red Wedding's coming up.
Yeah, a couple of... It's like 6, 7, 8... I have three more episodes until that apparent epic episode.
No teasing. Yeah. All I've told her is that it's a game changer.
Yeah, episode 9 in every season is the one that just, like, blows your mind.
That's the one. Yeah, it's episode 9.
Yeah, episode 9 is the one. Every single season, episode 9, something big goes down. It's awesome.
I'm actually going to go back and watch just that episode of every season. Just to get hyped up for the new one.
Not the moral of the story.
Yeah, that's awesome. I like it.
Oh, it's so good.
Colin, thanks for calling, Colin.
Yeah, Colin.
Oh, Lord, here we go. Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, you too, Colin.
Okay, bye.
Bye. You know, it does kind of stress me out to watch the show, though. Because I'll even Google Season 3, Episode 5 on Wikipedia to find out what's really happening. And I'll try and read through that, and I'm like, who? Which guy? And then I have to Google what that character looks like. Oh, it's so stressful. And I can't see anything because there's no electricity. They have one candle lit.
Yeah, it's very dark.
It's so dark.
Wait until episode 9. As I was looking at my Jugo garlic yesterday, I was like, dang, this thing has provided a lot of flavor and will continue to do so for a very reasonable price.
Oh, you're talking about like the big minced garlic.
Yeah, but even like if you buy cloves, for how much kapow you get out of them, they're really cheap. So it's nice to have a few of those things in our world in 2019 when it feels like everything is stupidly expensive now.
I'm always shocked when I go and buy eggs.
Yeah,
like
eggs
think
is a good one too.
You think that those would be up to $5 these days, but nope, you can get some for under $2.
And like you can feed yourself 6 times on that.
Exactly. Pretty sure that's what our roommate Grant Johnson eats. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
His eggs.
I've never seen him cook, so he must eat them raw.
Rocky style.
780-784-7107. What do you find surprisingly cheap, Kathleen?
Almost, I love this text.
Almost all produce is surprisingly cheap when you go through self-checkout. That's what she has to say.
Jared from the sauna texted in.
Pardon?
Jared from the sauna, that's his name on our text line, because I met him in the sauna at my gym.
Oh.
So that's his name on our show.
I thought you were like mispronouncing an area of town that sounded something like the sauna.
Jared is his name, says people's opinions, you get those for free all the time still.
Come on, we got to take this seriously.
Sorry, okay, well we had several people text in saying Costco hot dogs are still cheap.
Yeah.
And that's true. Cassie wrote in saying Slurpees, you got a toonie, you're good to go.
Everything at the dollar store, Tracy suggested.
James says pho is still cheap.
Mm-hmm.
It's decently cheap still. I feel like the prices are going up a little bit. This text here from Alicia says seeds for gardening. You can get 1,000 seeds for $1.
That's true. That's a real good one. That's better than like stealing from the grocery store.
Yeah, Kathleen.
A few more texts that we got rolling in. Venus flytrap, toilet paper, pasta, everything Kirkland. And the cheap HDMI cables, because they work just as good as the expensive ones.
I've been saying this since I started working here, Ryder. Kirkland full butt panties are the way to go. Nobody's going to Victoria's Secret anymore. That's why they're shutting down 53 stores across North America.
Just get some Kirkies and cut them into a thong. Happy World Book Day today.
Where would we be without books?
Probably in the same place. It's my attention span that makes it tough for me to read, because even if I like really commit to a book and let's say like sock like 5 or 6 chapters in and then I'll set it down and I will not look at it for 2 years and then I'll be like, I should read that again.
But then you still don't.
And you forget where you were and what the book was even about. I don't know.
You should try audiobooks instead if you can't focus on a page.
Like, yeah.
You can be driving and listening to it, or, you know, cleaning or having a bath, whatever.
The only book I've been able to crush, like top to bottom real quick, was
The Game.
The Game, yeah.
Which You're is so sad.
About picking up the ladies.
Probably because it was an easy read.
Easy read for easy ladies.
I don't think so. Anyway, I just launched Lisa's Ladies Book Club, and I'm really excited about it. We're going to have our first ever meeting next week.
Hudson's Bourbon, right?
Hudson's Bourbon on Thursday the 14th. So if there are any ladies that are interested in joining, that'd be great.
Is it Hudson's Bourbon or Hudson's White?
It's Bourbon.
Bourbon? Nice.
Yeah, I booked the back room there.
Okay.
Going to have some appies, some wine. It's wine night. So who knows what's going to happen mini Friday, baby. But yeah, no, I have this Instagram account called Lisa's Ladies YEG, and there's just some really cool things going on, and that's one of the first things that I've actually put together successfully, and I'm really proud of it. So if anyone is interested, the book that we are reading is called Educated by Tara Westover.
It's so funny.
What is?
The book.
No, it's not.
Oh.
It's not funny at all.
Oh, I must be mixed up. What's it about?
It's about this woman who, her name's Tara, obviously. I think she's my age at this point in her life, but she never walked into a classroom until she was 17. She grew up in like a really isolated world, like on this hill, and escaped. No.
See? Hilarious.
It's not funny.
No, I know it's not funny.
She had a tough childhood. She grew up in Idaho with Mormon parents. They thought the world was ending.
That's the book. Well, what a fun time that's going to be, getting together and what? Drinking wine and crying with each other?
Why are you even talking? You don't even know what actually happens at a book club, okay? You think we actually talk about the book? Pfft, no.
Probably talking about the dudes
outside.
We talk
crap about the men in our lives. That's what we do, and we drink. We guzzle wine. I'm really excited.
All right. Get signed up. Best place to do so is just hit Lisa up at
Lisa's Ladies, YEG.
Thanks, I got it. World Book Day today. We were talking about your book club that you're starting up next week. Details at Lisa's Ladies YEG. We got this text from Cam that said, "Hey Ryder, if Lisa's having a girls night, you should have a lads night. What would we do?" Probably like maybe watch some like adult videos, fight. Put in some chewing tobacco.
I was just going to say, you guys are all going to put $5 in and start just wrestling each other, making bets. Bunch of losers.
Okay, I'd rather be at my party than yours. Cool.
What is wrong with my party? We're going to all get together, drink wine, eat so much food.
Read a sad book and then get together and cry
about
it.
We're not even going to talk about the book.
Lame.
You're just jealous. I know what you're going to do. We booked the back room at Hudson's Bourbon Street. And you're going to like show up and like try and, oh, what a coincidence.
Yeah.
Hi, ladies.
Yeah, no. Ugh. My porn and wrestling party is going to be right outside in the front bar, the cool part of the bar.
It's going to be on the TV, sound on.
You have a story for us for World Book Day. Fire away.
In the fourth grade, are you familiar with The Stand, Stephen King?
Yeah.
It was 3,400 pages. In the fourth grade, I did a book report on it. My book report was 110 pages. It was probably double the length of the next biggest book that any other student read.
Holy man. Your teacher definitely didn't read that.
No, she did not. She even told me that because she was also my librarian and my mom's banker. They're a small town, right? But
yeah.
It was a 3,400-page book, and it was...
Did you ace it? Did you get 100%?
I got an A+, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course you did, because it's your mom's...
Man, I wish I would have known that.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, give me an A or I'll stop paying my mortgage.
I wish I would have known that, like, that teachers didn't read assignments that you handed in that are really long, because I would have just started, like, one good page to start, one good page at the end, and then just put a bunch of, like, kind of crinkly paper in between.
It's pretty crazy. Like, now that I'm an adult and my friends are teachers, I wish I would have known back then that they really don't care about some things that you, like, stress about or you lose sleep over it. Elle magazine had Taylor Swift on the cover recently, and she turns 30 soon. So she has a list of 30 things that she learned before turning 30. Am I going to read it?
No.
No.
Here's the thing. I've, when asked for money by someone who's hard on luck, a homeless person, I often will ask them for a piece of advice in exchange for the money.
Oh, I like that.
And they always have such wise words to share with you.
Eye-opening.
With Taylor Swift, I feel like if she's like, I learned, having a third Porsche doesn't make sense if you already have two nice ones.
I'm not going to lie, I did kind of creep on some of it, and one of them was like, being nice all the time isn't beneficial. Sometimes you have to be a snake. And another one was like, I learned to stop hating every ounce of fat on my body. It's like, what? Girl, you're a string bean.
Hey, that's skinny shaming.
It's just me being jealous, to be perfectly honest. Like, I wish. Taylor Swift is such a smoke show. Like, even on her last Reputation tour, she started wearing the, like, bodysuits that you see Beyonce and Lady Gaga wearing. And she just rocks it.
I'm sorry.
So that should be on her top 30 list.
What's the hand motion
I was doing
you
the, like,
do with the bodysuit?
The crotch, the V crotch hand motion to show that I'm wearing a bodysuit.
That's the, like, yeah. Universal sign for bodysuit?
I think so. I think everyone listening knows exactly what I'm doing with my hands. Here's the thing. You could either read Taylor Swift's list of 30 things she learned before she turns 30, or you can read Lisa Evans' list because I turn 30 next year.
Okay.
I think mine would be a lot more beneficial.
You going to start working on that?
Step one. Always wash your face at night before going to bed, unless you're too drunk and you passed out. Then it's forgivable.
Okay.
Number two. Mustard is better than ketchup on hot dogs. I don't recommend mixing the two of them. It's one of the things I regret in life growing up.
Go straight stirred.
Straight stirred always.
I don't think I'm going to get through 30. How about three?
Okay. Number three.
Yeah, okay. Two's fine as well. Trending this hour. A Canadian legend is got a pretty tricky battle on his hands. He made the announcement yesterday.
I have news to share with all of you. Like 50,000 other people in the United States each year. This week, I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Now, normally, the prognosis for this is not very encouraging. But I'm going to fight this. And I'm going to keep working. And with the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease. Truth told, I have to. Because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years.
Crazy that as he's going through that, he's still showing up every day. And filming.
Mm-hmm. And has
Jeopardy
a bit
episodes.
Of a sense of humor there, like at the end.
Yeah.
Bless him. He is a Canadian legend. We are so lucky to have known, like, to know Alex Trebek.
And,
Heaven can't take him. I'm sorry.
No, not yet. I really like that there's a chance to watch him daily, too. There's some, like, really good hosts that, you know, you can watch once a week, or they come out with movies once in a while. Him, you get a chance to actually see him do his thing every day.
And I love how he's a bit sassy. Especially with the Americans that think they know everything. He's always like, actually.
Yeah.
He's the best.
Idris Elba is reportedly in final negotiations to replace Will Smith, as Deadshot in the Suicide Squad sequel.
Hey, I'm not going to complain.
Smith recently exited due to scheduling conflicts.
Big Brother Canada premiered last night. What are your thoughts on it? Let us know, 780-784-7107. I think the production has gone up significantly over the years. I mean, this is season 7, so it seems like they got their stuff together.
A couple radio hosts from Edmonton made it. Like a guy that used to work here and a girl that used to be our competition.
I wonder how that shook down when they, Mark and Chelsea. So I wonder how that shook down because I remember when I auditioned to be on Big Brother, they said you can't know anyone else on the show.
Right.
So I wonder if he says that he's a travel guide because he moved away for
a
bit.
Are they pretending they don't know each other?
They don't know each other. Are there going to be those secret diary sessions where one of them is like actually going to be talking crap about the other person because they know them personally? I'm so intrigued.
You guys want a story that's going to make you angry? The one and only Lisa Evans got asked to be on Big Brother a few years ago, and she said no because she had some anxious feelings about leaving this show. We could have watched Lisa crush people on Big Brother.
Yeah.
She said no.
I ghosted their call, to be perfectly honest. Like, I didn't even say no. I just ignored them, which is terrible. I think about it often.
I would have left this show in a heartbeat.
Hey!
Anybody that ever wants to reach out and look for advice, we're really good at giving it, but we don't know if we're really good at giving the right advice.
Well, that's why we depend on the listeners to step up and text in or call us with some advice, and then we always copy and paste it to them.
This one you might be able to help with as well, because we don't really know what the answer is. Go ahead,
Got Elise. This message from Amy that says, my man loves karaoke. We always go, and he loves to sing duets.
Mm.
But it's never with me.
No.
It's always with other girls, even if they're randoms that he's never met. I've talked to him about it and asked him not to do that and maybe to try and do them with me instead. He told me I'm being irrational. Am I being irrational to ask him to do that for me? This is like, I'm sorry. For some reason, I just like, I had to laugh. Amy, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Because it's the cutest thing to be upset about. You just want to be able to go up there and sing a love song with your man. I get it.
My guess is that she, like you and your best friends, is a bit of a mic hog and attention hog.
Mm.
And you like go up there
first of all,
completely try to control
no.
it and like out sing over the other person. Yes.
No, that is, first of all, that's not a thing with me and my girlfriends.
Yes, it
no,
is.
It's you, not. Like,
you guys bring your own mics
no,
just so you can
not.
Sing over other people.
That's not true. But
Megan, Cassie, okay. and you are the worst.
No, I'm not bad. I do solos only. When people are like, Lisa, let's sing Wannabe, I'm like, ugh.
What about that time you and your ex-boyfriend did the really romantic song okay. together in front of everybody?
That was so awkward. We didn't make eye contact at all during it. It was just like, I was like, where do I look? Where do I put my eyes? It was so bad.
We're all like, is this heating up? Because it just looks awkward up there.
Amy, I'm going to be honest with you. You're not a good singer.
You think that's
the
problem?
That's what it is. I'm sorry. It's because you can't hit the notes. You are tone deaf. And I'm going to be the only person that's honest with you in this situation.
No, maybe... he likes to perform for her more than with her.
Yeah, I need some more details. Like, does he look deeply into these strangers' eyes? Because there's a reason me and my ex didn't make eye contact, because
right.
we're not interested. Like, is this a red flag for her? I think that he just needs to step up and let her sing with him, even if it's terrible.
No,
it's... let it happen, man. It's karaoke. You don't have to be a good singer.
I wouldn't want to sing with you.
What?
Well, I prefer to just spit hot fire on my own. Or if I'm going to perform with someone, I'd want someone that's not a mic hog.
I'm not a mic hog, man.
Mm, okay.
You're just jealous because I'm a better singer than you.
That's not true. Not a karaoke.
Okay.
Okay. You want to do this right now or what?
Do what?
Well... you know what the Midwest is, okay. young and restless.
No.
A restless, gonna snatch a necklace. An X these, my Jackie Lexus. Somebody tell these who Kanye West is.
If I should stay.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death is. Cops on a little on a leech,
no.
breathless. Try to catch you. Kind of hard getting choked by the Texas. Yeah, now check the method. They be asking us questions, harassing, arrest us. Saying we eat pieces of ish like you for breakfast. Huh, y'all eat pieces
I
of ish?
I would only be in your way.
Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Hot 107.
Brown Sugar, do you find Pete Davidson attractive?
Nope.
What do you think the deal is?
Maybe he's got a big...
that's yeah. all it takes?
And he's
sometimes,
funny.
Why am I so lonely?
Okay.
Brown Sugar.
She likes to call the show, yeah.
What do you think the deal is there? Like, honestly, with Pete Davidson, because he is like locking in two of the hottest women on the planet.
Tall, good job, funny, great teeth, good style, swag. He's got it all. And
really?
He doesn't care.
Like, you're into it.
Yeah, and he's like... kind of got baggage, right? So that's hot to some girls.
What? I don't get that. Yeah, no, I don't understand. He looks to me like he'd smell like feet.
No way. I bet he smells so good.
What?
CK1.
CK1? Are you dating Pete when he was 11?
I get it. I mean, let us know. Are you into it?
780-784-7107, because I just can't get my head wrapped around it. Listen, I get that he's, like, okay, but we're talking, like, the hottest women on the planet.
I'm not saying he's number one on SNL.
Yeah, he's not even number one on SNL.
The guy that's the hottest on SNL is definitely, what's his name?
The little guy with the curly hair who sings the songs?
No.
Weekend update guy.
He's dating Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Those teeth. Those are nice teeth.
Not Michael Che.
No.
We have a very special day tomorrow. This all started about a week ago on Pink Shirt Day. So last Wednesday, I think it was Anti-Bullying Day. And we did a little joke segment called Lend a Lisa, where you pretended like you were going to go out and like keep kids who don't have friends company at schoolyards and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was literally like just a joke. But in the back of your mind, you're like, if somebody does reach out, I'm going to embrace it. Well, that happened.
Yeah, I got an email from a mom who's concerned about her daughter at school with kids not really being very nice to her as of late. And
some of the stories, like the specifics of the story.
Heartbreaking.
Like she has peanut allergies and kids have been chasing her around with peanuts.
What? Throwing her shoes in the garbage on cold days so she can't go outside.
It just makes me sick to my stomach.
And she even sent me a picture of the girl on Pink Shirt Day. Her name's Isabel and she's just gorgeous.
Little angel, yeah.
It's just heartbreaking. So I said, you know what? I called her mom immediately because her mom basically said, I don't know if you were joking or not, but I don't know what to do. I'm lost. And it's heartbreaking being a parent, knowing that your child is going through that. I can't imagine. That's like my biggest fear if I were to ever become a parent down the road. And I called her immediately and I said, you're letting her have the morning off of school on a Friday.
Yeah.
And she's going to come in and be Ryder and I's best friend. And we're going to make the most out of her day. And I want her to have an excuse to roll into school late.
Walk up in the club, like, what up?
And I did mention on Twitter, like, if any local businesses want to step up with a swag bag for her, that'd be great. Overwhelming.
The response has been
overwhelming.
Absurd, even.
People have been dropping off things, even though they have busy schedules. It's kind of a last minute thing.
Yeah.
But people that own businesses are swinging by with gift certificates.
During the show, after the show, showing up. People that aren't even telling us they're going to drop anything off. Ugh. There's a lady that gave you $200
cash
to take her out on a shopping spree.
Yep.
So we're just making this little girl's day tomorrow. And in that, I think we would love if you listened, supported. We're going to show her the text line. So
yes,
like,
so please text in. She'll be here at 7:30. Ryder said she might be doing Flower Shop Friday if she's comfortable. She wants to be a singer. We had someone reach out to me on Twitter saying, I actually teach lessons for children.
Yeah.
I work at Grant McEwen. I can record a song with her. Like, it's just been overwhelmingly amazing. I've cried several times. There's another girl that works at Hilberg and Burke Earrings. And said, please stop by. I have a pair of earrings for her that she would love. Not only did she have the earrings in the bag, but she went out of her way to write her a personalized letter, go to another store and get her scrunchies and lip gloss and nail polish, new journals for her to write in. Like, to me, the fact that there are people out there that are willing to do this and be supportive just goes to show how important Pink Shirt Day is.
Yeah.
How important it is to look out for one another and be kind.
And how amazing you are, because this, from the ground up, has been yours. You took it. You wrote the lady back. You're driving around picking things up. I don't know of another radio host that would take this seriously. I think there are some other people that would probably lean on coworkers, tell people to drop things off. Like, you're taking it to the next level. You're making sure tomorrow's going to be special for this girl. So a massive, massive congratulations on putting this together. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. That means a lot. But I definitely want the focus to be on Isabel tomorrow, especially during the show when she's here. Please call us, text us, give some support, because we want to make this girl know that she is loved and she is worthy.
Well, she's going to be rad with all that swag. Ugh. Walking back into school.
I have at least 25 things, 25 different things.
I'm going to teach her how to give the middle finger to like the other students,
Ryder,
when she walks in.
That is not the goal here.
I'm going to walk in behind her with Stone Cold's theme music.
No, you are not.
She's just going to throw the birds to everybody.
No, she's only 9. We're not doing that.
Anyway, it's going to be a really fun morning tomorrow, so hope you check it out.
Yeah.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.